Normally, hundreds of college students return to Burlington to start off-campus leases at the start of June. This year, that's raised concerns that the influx of out-of-state students could bring COVID-19 to the state. About 3 weeks into June, only two returning University of Vermont students have tested positive for the virus. But as VPR's Liam Elder Connors reports, it is unclear how many students return to the city and if they're following public health requirements.
All right, so I'm at North Beach here in Burlington. There's a lot of people out. It's pretty hot, pretty sunny today.
The beach is right off the bike path and a quick ride from the city's downtown, making it a popular spot. On this Friday afternoon, there's some families playing in the water, but there's also a lot of college students lounging in tightly packed groups on the sand with no masks in sight.
And I see one, two, three, four different groups with tables in the lake, and they're all playing beer pong.
I'm a reporter. I work at...
I try to talk to one group of UVM students playing beer pong.
You want to chat a little bit?
Not really.
They don't want to chat. But over in the parking lot, recent UVM graduate Connor Cronin does. Cronin, who's now working on his master's degree at UVM, says he doesn't think students are taking public health guidelines seriously.
I mean, I live on a party street, I guess, and it seems like everybody's just partying. And of course, you see like the big frat groups. There's no seriousness over there with all the frats and stuff.
UVM, which has almost 8,000 out-of-state students, announced in late April that it would hold in-person classes in the fall. The university, like many colleges, faces severe budget shortfalls due to the pandemic, and tuition, particularly from out-of-state students, accounts for 40% of UVM's revenue. President Suresh Garamella assured the community in late April the university would develop plans to keep students and the community safe.
We will continue to prepare for an in-person campus in a way that is responsible and informed by the best science and by our public health experts.
But Burlington didn't have to wait until the fall to get a preview of what the return of students might feel like. And the early returns are worrying some people, including UVM students. As usually happens in June, hundreds of students moved into off-campus apartments in Burlington, many coming directly from home states with much higher amounts of COVID-19 than Vermont. Students were told to follow strict guidelines, including quarantining for 2 weeks. But no one can say whether that happened.
There's no way that they really, force it upon us.
UVM seniors Carly Soler and Abby Selig were headed down to North Beach. Selig hasn't left Vermont since the pandemic started, but Soler went home to New Jersey. She says she quarantined when she came back.
But again, there's no way that they can really tell if we actually did quarantine or not.
UVM officials set up pop-up sites where they could test between 1,500 and 2,000 students returning this month. But about 3 weeks into June, only 371 people have been tested.
I think, of course, we'd want more, but, our estimations could be off.
UVM Vice Provost for Student Affairs Annie Stevens says students might be waiting longer before moving back to Burlington, so she's not concerned about seemingly low testing numbers.
I look at it as every test counts, and every student who is helping us understand where the pandemic or the virus may be and may not be is helpful information.
A pilot supportive quarantine program run by the city of Burlington to prevent the spread of disease also had lower than expected participation. Students could sign up and a city staffer would check in with them every day of their 2-week quarantine. People would also get a welcome kit that includes things like hand sanitizer and a library card. Only 190 people signed up, according to Zach Williamson, the city staffer in charge of the program. He says initially the city was expecting more, but he says the city heard from landlords that rentals weren't filling up.
People understandably were thinking this would be a normal June turnover in terms of student housing. But of course, it's not a normal June. And so as far as we can tell, not nearly as many people from out of state moved to Burlington in this time frame.
While UVM, Middlebury, and other Vermont colleges have decided to hold in-person classes this fall, other colleges around the country are acting more cautiously. Some colleges around the country are not holding in-person classes this fall. UMass Boston and the California State School System will be completely remote. Dartmouth College is finalizing plans but is mulling a mix of in-person and remote learning. While Vermont still has relatively low rates of new infections, officials this week said there's increasing spread among young adults in their 20s and 30s. Data from the Burlington Police Department indicate there may be more community concern about students' behavior since their return. From June 1st to 18th, the department received 75 noise complaints and issued 6 tickets, including 4 for party noise. In the same time frame last year, police only got 52 complaints and issued no tickets. Stevens, the UVM vice provost, says students will be expected to sign a pledge saying they'll follow public health guidelines when they return in the fall.
If we know of certain students or get reports of certain students that just continuously kind of and blatantly disrespect or the ordinances, we'll certainly have even clearer expectations for those students and possible sanctions.
In the fall, when up to 10,000 students could resume classes, UVM says it'll have widespread testing available and will require students to wear facial coverings on campus. But Burlington City Councilor Jack Hansen says he thinks the university should be more proactive and test all returning students.
It seemed to be a pretty low number of students that received the testing. And so, you know, it's not just UVM, it's us too. It's the whole community. Like, the more that we can get people in for this testing, the better.
Cronin, the recent UVM grad, says he adheres to public health guidelines, and he hopes his peers will start doing the same.
Now's the time to really, really buckle down and, you know, the mask and proper sanitation and social distancing.
Cronin says the university can only do so much. It's up to students to take the pandemic seriously. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.